Welcome to the Temporary Insanity Podcast. Here is your host, Joshua Lewis Perella.
Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Temporary Insanity. Well, not so much an episode this week as it is a update. This week we won't really be having our standard episode as we had suffered a little bit of a tragedy in our Temporary Insanity family. Our dear co-host Sierra had lost her grandma, and so we spent the week, you know, just spending time with her, and you know, I had the privilege of performing the funeral and life celebration for her grandmother Joan Tansey yesterday, and so you know, this week we'll be kind of taking a bye week, but I didn't want to let this week pass without taking just a moment to check in with all of you. And you know, every week our goal here on this episode, on this program, is to take a moment to present the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we sit and we reflect on life and how much you know, it's uncertain. And from the beginning of this program, we've always talked about how the reason we put this together was because, you know, we live in a temporal place, you know, and as we journey through this temporal place, it's a temporary time that we spend here on earth, and we're here but for a vapor, like it says in scripture, right? And things are just uncertain, and one thing that we've come to terms with as we come to these times, like we do this week with our friends, as we mourn the loss of family members or as we come together, is that, you know, we all have a time that we're born, and we all have a time that you know, it comes to a time of passing, and death has no age, and death has no it doesn't discriminate. And the one thing that we could hold dear in this life is that Jesus is the answer, and God gave us such a good promise of salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. And though we don't have a full episode for you this week, I wanted to just take a moment and come on and just share the gospel with you, as well as some updates to follow. But, you know, for those of you who are listening to the sound of my voice today, and maybe you don't have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, there is an answer to everything that's going on. Perhaps you're listening to the sound of my voice today and you've had one of those weeks where you just don't understand what's going on and why things are happening the way they're happening. And maybe you have more questions than answers at the moment. You know, I have a God that promises that if you just surrender it all to him, he will take care of you. It's that simple. I mean, we as humans, we complicate everything because we look for deeper meaning and a complicated answer where there's just a simple solution. You know, God is the answer. I mean, sin has us thinking that we have no way out. You know, sin breaks our close relationship with God. It causes us to fear God and try to live our lives outside of his will. But in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." I mean, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 through 6 says, "God is on one side and all people are on the other side, and Christ Jesus is between them to bring them together by giving his life for all mankind." I mean, that is the gift that God has offered us. God has offered us his son, Jesus Christ, to bridge the gap that sin has created between us and him. God has already done his part to restore our relationship to him. He took the initiative. Now he waits for each of us to individually accept what he has done for us. Maybe you're sitting there and you think to yourself, Josh, how do I accept this relationship with Jesus Christ? It's very simple. First, you got to realize that God has not been first place in your life and ask him to forgive you of your sins. In 1 John 1 verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Second, we must believe that Jesus died to pay for your sins and that he rose from the dead and is alive today. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, it says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which you must be saved. That is the name of Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 4, 14. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. That's the promise we hold on to. See, one of the comforts that I was able to give Sierra and her family was that, you know, we believe in a God who sent his son to die and rise again. And we believe that there's going to be a day that God will send his son to blow that trumpet. And when that trumpet sounds, all the dead in Christ shall rise. You know, this is a temporary place, but there's an eternity that we'll spend in glory with God. When we have that promise of salvation, we get to spend an eternity with our loved ones. Third thing, accept God's free gift of salvation. Don't try to earn it. We can never earn it. We don't deserve that free gift that he wants to give us. It's not really free because he had to send his son to die for it. And we don't really deserve it, but he wants to give it to us anyway. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. For it is by grace that you are saved through faith. And this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Our relationship with God is not restored by anything we do, but on the basis of what Jesus already did for us. The fourth and final thing you need to know or need to do is invite Jesus Christ to come into your life and be the Lord of your life. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13 says, to all who receive him, he gave the right to become children of God. All they needed to do was trust in him to save them. All those who believe this are reborn. Not a physical rebirth resulting from human passion or plan, but from the will of God. Revelation 3:20. Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. You can take these steps by praying a simple prayer of commitment to God. Maybe you're like, how do I do this? I know from week to week I tell you you could reach out and we'll do this with you over the phone. But today I'm going to take it a step further. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, maybe you've been hearing us from week to week and you keep asking yourself, how do I ask Christ to come into my heart? The prayer is this simple. Just close your eyes and talk to God and say this simple prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for creating me and for loving me even when I've ignored you and gone my own way. I realize that I need you in my life and I'm sorry for my sins. I ask you to forgive me. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. As much as I know how, I want to follow you from now on. Please come into my life and make me a new person inside. I accept your free gift of salvation. Please help me to grow now. I repent of my sins. Make me a new creation. Wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary. Forgive me, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. perhaps you need to ask more about what you're getting into or about faith, reach out to us. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You see, we're not inviting you into some religious club. Real Christianity is about a relationship, not religion. If you're thinking about, or if you made that decision, I applaud you. Congratulations on that relationship that you're creating with our Lord and Savior. If you're still on the fence and you don't understand the choice that you're trying to make, or you're torn because you're not fully aware of what you're getting into, or you have these emotions that are getting in the way of trying to figure out what it is that's happening, or the feelings that you're feeling, please reach out to us. My friends, death does not discriminate. It has no age. It has no prerequisite or qualification. Our life, our time here on this earth is not guaranteed. Get right with God. Get right with your Savior. We feel these voids in our lives and we don't understand what it takes to fill them. We try to fill them with all the wrong things. Get right with God. Feel that void get filled. What you're missing is Jesus Christ. God created us to be in communion with Him. God created us to worship Him. And if you're not doing that, it's the peace that's missing in your life. Reach out. Talk to us. We want to pray with you. We want to commune with you and welcome you. We want to encourage you. We want to counsel you. We want to be here for you. Most of all, we want to welcome you. You have a God who loves you so much that He sent His only Son to die for you. The perfect and blameless Lamb of God came to take away the sins of this world. Friends, I know this is not your standard temporary insanity program. We got right to the point today, the point of salvation. I know that usually we talk about current events and politics and pop culture and all the things that are going on and all the happenings, but honestly, today we wanted to get right to the point of what matters most. What matters most is your soul. And I'm flying solo because my friends are mourning and I mourn alongside them. So our prayers go out to my dear friends, the Tanzies, and their family. Won't you make that choice today to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? I'm excited to announce that this coming Wednesday, we'll be releasing our first episode of the Bible Workshop, our new podcast that will be an in-depth Bible study with Pastor Floriano Pereira. We are getting into some really good in-depth topics. We have a whole series recorded, so for the next while, you'll have every Wednesday some new episodes dropping. We have some cool guests who are teaching in that class as well. So listen for that. If you find yourself in the North Providence area in Rhode Island, we'd love to have you come worship with us on Sunday mornings at 10:30. We're here every Sunday morning at Saving Grace Church in North Providence, 10:30 a.m. Come worship with us. We'd love to have you. If you find yourself wanting to come see the Bible Workshop live, we're here at 9:30. We're here at 9:30 for the Bible Workshop. Also here at 1 Volturno Street in North Providence. Come join us. We'd love to have you worship. check out our website, www.savinggrace.church. www.savinggrace.church for all of our church information. And of course, you can visit our podcast website, www.temporaryinsanity.com, for everything going on podcast related. Perhaps you don't find yourself in the Rhode Island area. You can see us live every Sunday on all of our socials at SavingRI on Facebook and YouTube. Or again, if you go to www.savinggrace.church, you can see our live stream from there as well. Reach out to us if you just said that prayer and you're not around here. We'd love to plug you into a church in your neighborhood that's a good Bible following church. We'll get you plugged in so you can get into a relationship with our Lord and Savior and get yourself started right. We'd love to pray with you, welcome you to the family, and set you up with the Bible so that you can start your journey off right. Well, friends, I thank you for taking this short time. I know probably the shortest podcast in our podcasting history, only about 20 minutes all in. But I just wanted to check in with y'all. We will be back next week at noon with our regularly scheduled podcast. Next week's episode will be on wokeness. I know Sierra will be coming back with a vengeance because she's very excited about that topic. And I'll be back. So we'll be back with the full crew. Sierra and Will will be back next week, and we'll be ready to rock and roll. But again, our prayers do go out to Sierra and her family. And we just wanted to check in. But if you didn't have a chance to say that prayer today, consider changing your life. Your life will never be the same. Consider a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to pray with you. If you're confused and you have questions, that's what we're here for. Just talk to us. We'll see you next week. I'm Josh Pereira. I love you all, and I appreciate all your support in this podcast. God bless you. We'll see you next Friday at noon. Take us out, Aiden.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. New episodes drop every Friday at noon. Have a question about our faith or the insane times we live in? Go to our website, www.temporaryinsanitypodcast.com, and record a voice message. It may end up on our show. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and our YouTube channel at Temporary Insanity Podcast.